Hello? He called. His word echoed. Hello? 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 A mouse skittered across his path. The refrain from the lullaby picked up again. It seemed to come from the far corner of the room. The music was so insistent that it pulled him forward. Tears sprang to his eyes. Who played so beautifully and with such passion? He maneuvered around the deformed skeletons of machines. A large contraption covered with a dingy oilcloth blocked his view of the corner. He edged around it. Again, the music stopped. He called out, "Please, show yourself."
"For crying out loud, JB, you've got a major article to write. ISIS is about to launch a new war against the U.S. and Israel. You have to tell the world what you know. Now get it written and get it out. I'll be back in a few hours. Don't do anything stupid while I'm gone."
"There's nothing you have here that can't be replaced. You really want to be here when they come through that door?" Maria scowled. "Of course not. But there's no reason why we should leave things behind that are going to help them track us."
"If you're not in the SUV in 15 minutes, you're going to be left behind. Right after I shoot you," Roland said.
"Is that your response to everything? A threat?" Maria asked.
"If you're not in the SUV in 15 minutes, you'll find out."
"Excuse me, Commodore," Captain Su Ling Jing of the Song Jiang interjected, "but I do not understand the need for such speed. Reports on the Primine lifeboats indicate that they can survive weeks without intervention."
"They can. However, saving those crewmen isn't the reason for going in hot. I'm more concerned with what caused them to abandon ship in the first place."
"You think the spiders had something to do with it?"
Maxine Ritter, captain of the Kid, asked softly.
"Unlikely. And if they did, then we'll be arriving too late anyway." Ian nodded.
"All right, I can see that. So what's the plan?"
"You lot come in dark, behind us."
"Commodore, am I to understand that you intend to use your heroics as bait?"
"We can't hide, so we may as well attract some real attention."
"You're going again, aren't you?"
"Just a little while, Mama. Down south."
"Your father knows, but he won't tell me."
"You know why, Mama? Because they did nothing after the bombing."
He saw that the word hurt her and regretted it. Took her hand, her skin cold, the flesh bony. "When we get old," he thought, "the sun doesn't warm us anymore."
"Your brother doesn't like me," he complained. I pressed my hand against his vested chest. "Don't be absurd. Of course he likes you. He's just, well, he's distracted. Something's always catching his eye."
Edward frowned.
"A woman, you mean?"
I shook my head. "Something new to paint. But I know he likes you, Edward. Why, he said something about it just this morning."
"He did?"
"He said you had a way with words." Edward looked pleased.
"My father says the same thing."
"I think you have a way with other things, too." His gaze darkened. He brought his hands around my waist, pulled me close, and kissed me. And it was no chaste kiss, either. Neil followed her into the bedroom, realized what he was doing, and stopped. Went instead to the window, tucked aside the curtain, watching the umbrellas, like black toadstools, diagonally cross the street. She came into his arms and they stood there, swaying slightly, silently. "Even when I do think of her," he realized, "it's still for me."